Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let us come together to solve Michigan's problems. That was the message Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered last night in her first State of the State speech.
And we must work together because we've got a lot to do. As I have said before, Michigan's problems are not partisan problems. Potholes are not political. And there is no such thing as Republican or Democratic school kids or drinking water. Our challenges affect us all.
The State of the State speech, of course, is where a governor spells out the problems she wants to tackle. Now, how to do it and what it might cost comes next month as she unveils her budget. We get reaction from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and some Michigan teachers, beginning with Senator Jim Stamas, a Republican from Midland. He is chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. How are you today?
Doing well and glad to talk to you. I'm first interested in your overall impression, Senator, of Governor Whitmer's first State of the State speech.
I thought the governor did a very nice job. I think she came across very well, and I was very pleased that she continued to focus on the items that we've been working on over the last 8 years, which is continuing to make investments in jobs for our families, continuing to make investment in education for our children, talking about the roads, talking about fixing the auto no-fault as well. And so I think there was a lot of very positive conversations that I'm hoping we continue to work well together and make these a reality.
All right. Well, you head the Senate Appropriations Committee. You control the state's purse strings with that committee. So let's get your thoughts on a couple of the big priorities, two areas that she calls crises. Number one is roads. She pointed to the various metrics and studies that find Michigan has the worst or close to the worst roads in the nation. And as she said it, incremental fund shifts like we've seen in recent years don't fix the problem. Does she have a valid point?
I think that the additional dollars that we've been putting towards the roads is $1.2 billion. The challenge with the incremental funding is that in Michigan, these are the places that we can actually prioritize those dollars to go to it. But I do agree with her. We need a larger investment. I would love the opportunity to work with her in looking at where we actually find those additional dollars. I think the better estimate is approximately $2 billion for our roads. So I think it's we're headed in the right direction. We are making, I think, positive progress. But is it enough, fast enough? It's been 30 years, as the governor said, since we've had large investments into the infrastructure. And so I look forward to working with her to hopefully continue to improve our infrastructure, not only with roads, but across the state.
Do you see areas where you can say, yeah, you know what, we've got something we can work with here, an area of compromise?
I think we're able to agree that we want to do that. How we take the dollars because of dollars being specifically specified by the voters of Michigan for schools or for other things, out of a $58 billion budget, there's only about $10 billion that is really left as general fund dollars that you can theoretically make a change in, but that means that we're talking about the $2 billion that goes to our prisons. It's talking about the money that we're sending to our universities and community colleges and a lot of other programs that we've had in place. And so the revenue has been constant and is increasing slowly, but over the last 10 years, while the state has improved, our general fund dollars are remaining right around $10 billion for investment. So we're going to have some tough decisions, and so I look forward to that discussion.
Do you see any places for adding revenue, gas tax, anything that could bring in new revenue?
I know that the governor had put forward a proposal for gas tax, and so I think that's, you know, it's something that's going to be discussed, but I don't see that that's going to happen necessarily this year before we have the budget done. And so I don't know that we have that direct answer today, but again, we need to continue to look at how do we make sure the dollars that we're collecting are going to where the taxpayers expect it. And with our gas tax, we just had one a couple years ago, those dollars are going directly, and that's where the incremental increases have been as part of that.
Let's shift over to another major crisis that the governor focused on, and that is our schools. Certainly, as we've seen, as the roads have declined, so has performance of Michigan school kids on so many important assessment tests and metrics. And one point the governor made that over the past 25 years, our state has seen the lowest growth in K-12 spending of any state in the nation, and she wants lawmakers to work together to fix the funding crisis. Those are her words, that's weakening our schools. What are your thoughts?
So I think that the studies that are being referred to have left out valuable dollars, whether it was school safety dollars, whether it was the additional $1 billion that we're using to pay down the liabilities of our teachers' retirements and others. They're coming out of separate pots and other dollars, and so they're not being counted as dollars going to the school. They're not dollars that are going directly to the classroom, but if you actually look at what we've done over the last 6 years within the legislature, we've continually increased the per pupil funding by almost $700 per pupil going directly to the schools where the schools are putting that in the classrooms. And so I think we both have an agreement, I think, that we want to do what proposal A did way back in the 90s, which was make sure all of our schools are receiving equal foundational allowance. And that's certainly one of my goals, and I think it's with hers. And I look forward to that chance to finally close that gap.
Throughout her speech, we heard the governor call for bipartisanship, for doing things differently in Lansing than what we're seeing these days in Washington. What would threaten that bipartisan spirit from your point of view?
Oh, you know, I think we talk about bipartisanship, and quite honestly, I think we do that. Unfortunately, the bigger issues that we have a fundamental problem are the ones that see all of the media. But I would argue that over 80%+ of the time, we actually vote together and we work extremely well together, and we have great communication and stuff. But I think that the fundamentals of how we get to some of these and resolve it is going to be a challenge, and so I look forward to the discussion, and I appreciate that the governor's putting a step forward to make sure that we have that discussion. So I applaud that.
Were there missed opportunities in last night's speech, in your view?
No, you know, I think that the governor put forward a lot of new ideas, and I wouldn't say they're missed opportunities, but there wasn't a lot of detail in some of them. And so I'm looking forward to hearing, probably in just under 30 days, how we're going to finance some of these opportunities and look at where we're going and see the details of how we accomplish some of these. And so I don't think it's a missed opportunity. I think it's an opportunity to see where we go and how we work together.
Midland Senator Jim Stamos, chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Thanks for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.